Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To Bring Your Own, a bookish podcast for romance readers. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today, you guys, we are joined by such a special guest, Morgan from @MorganBook. And that's Morgan with two N's. And your actual last name is Book, right?
It is, yeah.
That's incredible.
Like,
yeah. No one really believes it. Everyone's username is like their name, Book. Or like books or something. So just like, it kind of just like flows. So every time I'm like signing a contract or like anything, they're like, well, what's your actual last name? I'm like, it's Book. It's Book. And it's never changing.
That's such a kismet. Knew. That's amazing.
Yeah. Morgan is so big on BookTok and Bookstagram. And you might even know her from TikTok before Books, because she went viral. And I remember this during the pandemic. You worked at Dairy Queen and you would decorate cakes. And it was just like, and that was back when TikTok, like anything was popping off. So like, you really like went into like the stratosphere there. And now Morgan also has a book club, the Bookish Club. And today we are just going to chat all things like bookish social media. We're going to play some games, and Morgan's going to tell us more about her book club and some other fun, exciting things that she has coming up.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great.
Oh my God, Brandy, can I steal your job?
Please.
But first, ladies, and Morgan, you can go first.
Okay.
What are we reading and what are we drinking?
Ooh. Okay. And I knew this question was coming. And I like, okay, so I'm reading, I can't say, and I hate that I can't say, I'm reading an arc. I'm reading an arc that comes out in a little bit. And I like asked the publisher this morning, I was like, if I can mention it. And they're like, no, the publishing team doesn't. Anyway, so I'm reading a very anticipated.
Dang. Is it Great Big Beautiful Life?
No, it's not. I did. Oh, okay. I've literally been begging for my life for that book, but I know they're like so stingent with how many arcs are going out. Yeah. No, but it's like,
okay. I'll stop asking.
I've been waiting for this book. It's okay. So I'm currently reading that, but then I also just finished Wild Side by Elsie Sober, which I loved. And then, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay. What are you drinking? Or what's you've been drinking?
Okay, I want to try drinking coffee. I've been trying and like pouring so much cream and sugar into it, and I just like don't love the taste.
Get into it.
But I love a chai latte. Like, that's what I always come back
that's
to.
Kayla's
your girl. Me. Yeah. I hate coffee, but I love chai. So yeah.
I know. It's like, I want to love coffee so I can like stay awake. I know. But there's nothing better than a chai latte. Like, I'm addicted at this point.
I know. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I've never gotten into coffee. I love the smell. Like, the smell is great. I love walking into a coffee shop and I'll be like, oh my God, I love it here. And then I go up to the counter and I order a chai latte.
Yeah.
But I'll go next. I just have water today. We're recording at a time where it's like, I've already had my chai, but it's too early for me to have a Coke Zero because Kendra then will make fun of me.
I was going to say, do you have a new standard?
As per usual. So, yeah. No. I don't have it. I just have water. But what am I reading? I am like, I have it here actually, because I was just reading before we started recording. I'm like 60%-ish through Oathbound by Tracy Dion. Really enjoying. I'm enjoying the multiple POVs. It's really funny actually. I'm like hybrid listening and reading at the moment. And there's, I think she introduced, I can't remember if it's 4 or 5. I think it's 5 unique POVs at this point. And it's really funny because one of the POVs doesn't get introduced till like halfway through. And as soon as the person started talking, because I was listening, it's Kendra's nemesis, Teddy Hamilton.
Teddy Hamilton. And I didn't know it. Oathbound?
I know.
What are you doing here? I know. Ariana.
Why don't you like that narrator?
Oh, girl. Girl.
I've listened to him. I can't. I don't know the book, but I've listened to him. And he's like well known in the book talk community.
Yes, he is.
So Teddy Hamilton has a specific voice, right? And to me, that voice only belongs in like small town cowboy romances, because he's it's like a lit he has to him. Like, And then I listen to him in books where he's playing like a guy from the city. And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's very aggressive, like when he says certain words. Mm. Our friend Kimmy does such a great impression of him. Like, when he says the word cock, it's like he's spitting it out. He's like, cock. Like, it's okay. Like you don't have to say it like that.
Yeah. But that's, and mind that's you, why. Oathbound is a YA fantasy. He is narrating a 17-year-old. So I'm just like, what are you doing here? You know, it was just like, I didn't look at the narrators beforehand. Like, because I had listened before. So I knew like the main narrator for Bree, but I didn't know everybody else.
Is he and using so, his Teddy Hamilton name or his Andrew Eden name?
I actually don't remember. Yeah, because Andrew I'm Eden is what Andrew he goes Eden. By. Teddy Hamilton is like his spicy narrator his spicy narrator name, and then Andrew Eden I think is his real name, so I actually didn't check, but I didn't check the narrator, so I was just like, oh, why are you here anyway? That's what I'm reading right now.
Cool. I'll go. I'm drinking a Alani Nu cherry twist flavor. Morgan, you're in Canada, right?
I am, yeah.
Do they have this up there?
Yes. Well, I've received them in PR packages.
Okay.
So I don't actually know if we actually sell them in Canada, but I've been sent them. I don't like them.
Oh.
It's okay.
I love a Celsius, which we recently just got in Canada. Alani are so sweet. They are. And I love sweet things, but I haven't tried the cherry one. I've only tried, what's the purple can? Whatever the purple can was. It might be.
Because the slushes are extra witch's brew. Sweet.
Witch's Brew might be the purple one. There's like a berry one. I'm not a fan of that one. But I like the cherry ones.
Okay, I will try the cherry. Ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always ask, because like we know people, other like friends of ours that live in Canada via like the bookish space and stuff. And it's always interesting hearing like what is up in Canada and what's not in Canada versus like what we get here. Yeah.
Like, I remember... I do remember one time Kendra was asking one of our Canadians. She was like being like facetious and annoying at this point. She wasn't being serious. She's like, do you guys have like McDonald's? Like,
and the friend tricked me. She was like, no. She's like, no. We don't. And I was like, you don't? Like, really? I was.
Wait.
Yeah, no, she got me.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, we've got McDonald's, but we don't have like Jack in the Box, Sonic.
Oh, no Sonic.
Target.
We don't have Target. We had Target for like, a couple years, and it fucking failed. Sorry.
Which is wild.
That's crazy.
No, you can curse here, girl.
Okay, great.
You can curse here.
Yeah, it's every other word at this point.
I love Target, though. So whenever I come to the States, I'm like, okay, what stores can I hit? Yeah.
Target. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
And then what am I reading? I am reading two books. I'm listening to Our Infinite Fates. I forget who it's by. Kayla, do you know the author?
Laura Stevens.
It's really good so far. And then I just started One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune. So I'm like,
oh my God, I need to start that.
I love it so much. It's so good.
Yeah, Kayla already finished it. I really enjoy Carly Fortune's work. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's a good one. I am currently drinking a brown sugar London Fog that I made at home, and it is so good. I'm thinking this is gonna be my new morning drink. I've been doing it for the past few days. I'm trying to go less in on caffeine in the mornings, so seeing if I can wean myself a little bit by doing some black tea instead of a latte every single morning. So it's delicious. And I am currently reading, I'm physically reading All the Bright Places by Jennifer Niven, which is my Kendra recommendation from my friend TBR.
Oh my god.
Very excited. I'm loving it so far. I've just been having some headache stuff, so I just haven't really been reading physically as much this week, but like I'm already like 40% in, and I'm just really, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
The writing style is great. I think I definitely will be reading more Jennifer Niven after
Brandy, she's one of my favorite authors, because she's just so versatile. Like before she got into YA, she was writing nonfiction. And then she wrote like a memoir based off of her, like a fictional memoir based off of her life. And then she did YA, and now she's gonna have like an adult. Like she writes, which I love.
Yeah,
like, talented.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying that. So thankful Kendra recommended me that one. And then I'm listening to Beautiful Exile by Catherine Cowles because our friends at Must Love Audio had that one up for signups. So thank you, Must Love Audio.
I have a consistent problem with Catherine Cowell's work where I don't think she builds enough tension before it's released. So I'm having that struggle here. I'm losing steam. I probably will still finish it because I only got like 3 hours left, but I enjoyed All the Missing Pieces, which was her past release, more than this.
Is that
one.
The one where everyone out. Was like super, super gagged by like the reveal? Because I remember like there was one book. I mean, I know she, obviously she writes. I know she writes obviously romantic suspense, but I just remember seeing that one everywhere.
I think that's like one of her strong suits is that she makes you think that you understand who the villain is, and then it's never who you think it is.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I also think I've just moved out of my romantic suspense era. Like every time, like I'm like, what do you mean three people in this small town have been kidnapped? Like,
yeah, right.
So true. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll turn around for me in the last half. But yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Morgan, our first question for you. What are some recent reads that you've loved that our listeners need to pick up ASAP?
Okay. What have I read recently? Oh, okay. I just read Beg, Borrow, or Steal by Sarah Adams,
which was
so cute. Like,
it was very cute.
I tend to not love enemies to lovers in rom-coms these days because it's just like not believable sometimes because you're like in a fantasy, sure, like you can, these people want to kill each other, like fair.
Like literal death.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. Like they want to, but in a rom-com, I'm kind of just like, oh, whatever. But this one was more like rivals to lovers. And then when it's tagged as that, I'm like, okay, like this is actually, like this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And I had never read anything by Sarah Adams before, but we read this in my book club for February. It was very like cute Valentine's Day vibes. It's like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I loved it. Yay. And I didn't read the other two books in the series either. We're kind of just like going blind, but it was so, so cute. And I had such high expectations because it was like all 5-star reviews. So I really liked that one. Something else that I have read recently was Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney, which I loved. Okay. I like have gone into like a little bit of a thriller era this year. Like I've read more thrillers this year than I have in my entire life for some reason. Okay. And I didn't love Rock, Paper, Scissors by her, but Beautiful Ugly had like an unreliable narrator, which I had never really read before. And I loved it. Like, honestly, just like go in blind. It was such a fun read. And then you get to the end and just like, it's so satisfying. Those are my two recent, like, I think those aren't, I don't think I gave Beautiful Ugly 5 stars. I think it was like 4.25, but those are like my top reads, recent ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Beg, Borrow, or Steal, I've read that one. I have read, how many have I read? I think I've read 5 Sarah Adams books. I read the first two. No, I think it's, or maybe it was 4. No, because I read the first two in the series, in the When in Rome series, and then I read the rule book. Yeah, so it's 4. But Beg, Borrow, or Steal to me is easily the best one of that series. I thought the other two were okay.
That's what I've heard.
But if you like cutesy rom-com stuff, I think Beg, Borrow, or Steal is a great option. It's also really good on audio. So,
Morgan, are you an audio girly?
I am. Yeah, okay. I love an audio. I tend to listen to like 1 or 2 a month.
Okay.
Love. Nice.
Yeah, amazing. On an extremely high speed.
Sam, what's your speed? This is a safe space.
It's good. Yeah, we got like a big range here.
Yeah. No, I think it's 2.25.
Okay,
That's about where Kendra and I are at too.
Yeah. I'm at like 2.5, 2.75 most days. Like
it depends on the if it's dual point of view, sometimes like one of them talks quicker than the other, and I have to like change it accordingly. But I can't listen to an audiobook for 11 hours. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Like it needs to be like 6-7 or less.
Yeah.
Max. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm like losing. I'm getting tired.
I'm the slowpoke here. Better. So,
what do you listen to it at?
I used to be okay. When I first started, I was like 1.4, but now I'm at like 1.8. Please clap. Thank you.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
We'll get you above 2 soon.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Sometimes. If I'm like, because I can physically read way quicker than I can audio read.
Yeah.
So like, since I've been hybrid reading this, I put the audiobook at like 2.7 while I physically read. So I can do it that way. But if I'm just
just audiobooking, then it's like 1.7, 1.8. If it's a British narrator, though, got to slow it down. I don't understand what y'all are saying sometimes.
Fair, so. Yeah.
That's how I can tell if Kendra's not liking a book, because she'll tell us, I bumped that bitch up to three times.
I just want to get it done. Like, I can't.
Well, it's so fair, yeah.
Morgan, you said you've gotten into like a lot of thrillers. Have you done any Frieda McFadden? I feel like she's like huge right now. Do you like her? Because I'm like tempted.
Okay. I do like her. I don't even know how to explain it. They're like very easy thrillers. And while they all have different storylines, they kind of follow like the same
pattern.
No. Yeah, they follow the same pattern with a very similar. Yeah. If you're going to read one, I would say Never Lie is her best one. Okay. Like that one I probably gave 5 stars to because I thought I had predicted this ending, and then you get like you just can't predict this ending. So Never Lie was really good. Everyone loves The Housemaid. I liked it.
Yeah, cuz that's the one that's being turned into a movie.
Yeah, which does look good. I just like wanted a little bit like the twist happened early in the book where I love a twist at the end and I can just like get the twist closed and be like, wow, okay, cool. Yeah. Whereas like Housemaid twist was like midpoint, but still good. Mm. I've read probably 7 of her books this year so far.
Damn. Oh yeah. So you really are like on a thriller. Yeah.
I went down the rabbit hole. The Inmate was okay. What other ones? Ward D was also okay. Ward D was really gruesome. I was like, ooh, like I'm grossed out because it's in a psych ward. And there's like it's just like very like bloody. And then I read a couple other ones, but none of them are coming to mind, so they obviously like didn't leave that much of an impact. Yeah. Never lie. Yeah, Never Lie in The Housemaid. Mm, good.
Okay. Yeah. She's like a good gateway if you want to get into thrillers though.
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of people say that about Alice Feeney too, and I would say yes for Beautiful Ugly. I just Rock, Paper, Scissors has such high ratings and it just wasn't for me. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
the cover's cool. I remember seeing that cover and be like, oh, this is cool. And never
it wasn't up, like even the storyline is good too because I love a domestic thriller. But while I couldn't predict the ending of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it was kind of just like, oh, okay, cool,
yeah,
let me move on. Like good writing. I really like her writing style, but the plot line just didn't do it for me in that one.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's play our first game, you guys. This is a race to recommend books based off of tropes. So I have our favorite thing in the whole world here, which is our Wheel of Names. I'm going to host this one, so I'm not going to play. But Kendra, Kayla, and Morgan are going to race. I'm going to spin the wheel. We're going to get 2 tropes. And the first person who can recommend a book, not even recommend, let me rephrase. The first person who can name a book.
Okay.
Like, ooh, first person who can name a book with both of these tropes gets a point.
We don't have to buzz in, just say it.
I say, just start saying it. Whoever starts to say it first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Listeners, you keep track of points at home because we surely will not be doing that here. Mm-hmm. So, okay. The tropes listed are, just so you can get them in your heads, friends to lovers, enemies to lovers, siblings, best friend / best friend sibling. I'm not going to be picky about that.
What?
This is,
When you said siblings, I think my
your brain just stopped there.
I was like,
yeah, and I was
I'm Brandy, sitting out this game. Yeah,
nothing taboo. Like I got you. Yeah. I got you. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Then workplace, found family, fake dating, forbidden, billionaire, grumpy sunshine, one night stand, forced proximity, age gap, marriage of convenience, small town. And then I put in like a mafia / motorcycle romance / wild card. That can be like anything that's just like not that you wouldn't see day to day.
Okay.
So two tropes.
One book.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, here we go.
Then we can say whether or not we would recommend that book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to forget everything I've ever read. Okay.
Okay. Then here we go. I'm going to spin twice. So you can start answering right after you hear the second trope.
Okay.
The first trope is friends to lovers.
Okay.
Okay.
And the second trope is forced proximity.
Collide at Lauren Asher. Thank you.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Damn. That was quick.
That was good. I don't read any friends to lovers. So I just don't love a friends to lovers.
Okay.
Even people? People you meet on vacation?
Okay, that is the only one that okay. I like. Yeah, right.
Okay. I feel like that's the one that turns like everyone.
Yeah.
Well, that one's like a little bit more. Okay, I don't like when it's friends to lovers when they're not like, because Poppy and Alex, are they childhood friends or no?
No, no.
College.
No.
Like, no, yeah. From college, yeah.
Okay, I don't like it when they're like, I don't like strangers to friends to lovers. I get a little bored. When they're like, just when it's just friends to lovers, like Poppy and Alex, I make an exception. Because I loved that book.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good one. Next one. This one is first trope, found family. Second trope, age gap.
Oh.
I have one for this one.
You do?
Yes.
Ooh, you gotta just like play the Jeopardy, like doo, doo, doo. Or what is that? What where's that? Is that Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? I forget.
That's Jeopardy.
Okay. I think this one fits. Party World by Abby Jimenez. I think that fits. No, Found Family. You don't think so?
Ooh,
because there was an age gap.
I wouldn't call that Found Family. Age gap, yes, but Found.
You don't think the town is like Alexis's Found Family?
See, I kind of only because like her old family was a little like.
Rude. Morgan's with like, me.
Of agree with the Found Family because the town kind of takes her in because of her shitty parents.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
I'll give it to y'all. I would say Found Family while describing that book, but when you describe it like that, okay.
Yeah.
You made your case. You made your case.
Thank you.
The one that popped into my head was Welcome to the Dark Side by Gianna Darling.
Oh, God.
What? That's Found Family?
It's age. I don't know that one.
You don't have to. You're okay.
It's a taboo motorcycle romance. Yeah, motorcycle club.
Does he have a guy on the cover?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like,
okay.
Distressed.
Yeah.
It's set in Canada, like in a fictional town in Canada. Yeah.
Yep. Well, now I kind of have to
read it. But listen. We recommend that with like lots of like disclaimers,
trigger warnings,
and warnings.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And
okay.
Yeah.
It's very taboo.
Okay. Okay. Noted.
Okay, third one. We're gonna do 5 of these, so we got 3 more. Next one is fake dating and siblings, best friend/best friend sibling.
Oh, I thought we've read these so many times.
I mean,
fake dating. Oh,
love theoretically, but that's not quite. But it's not the love interest that she's doing it with.
The Right Move by Liz Tomford.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That has so many tropes in it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, it does.
We love that book.
I love that book. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
It's a great one.
The fact that I didn't get that was good. Yeah, I was like blanking.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember if it was sibling's best friend, but I think they were connected. One of them is the sibling.
Indy's best friends with Stevie, who's Ryan's sister.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So it's how best she moves friend's in. Sibling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then right. Ah, yeah. Good book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great book. All right. Next one. Workplace.
We're all tied.
Okay.
Oh, cute.
Oh, you're keeping track, Kayla? Cool.
I'm competitive.
Okay. This one's gonna be so easy. Workplace and Marriage of Convenience.
Oh.
Play Along.
Terms and Conditions.
Play Along. Wayless Top 40.
Both are great. Popped into my head.
It was marriage.
It didn't start off Marriage of Convenience. It turned into one, but they didn't get married like out of convenience. They got married because they were drunk.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. Fine.
Yeah. Terms and Conditions.
I guess it fits it more to a T. If we're going off.
Of yeah. No, I, yeah. You know, I give you. I give you. No, I didn't know. Like that. It is still. It turns into one, but like. Okay. It wasn't like from the get-go we're getting married because
you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right, last one, ladies. This one. Ooh, Billionaire and Grumpy Sunshine.
Love Unwritten.
Damn.
I can't stop naming Lauren Asher.
I know.
I was going to say, but I don't know the name of it. The first book in Meghan Quinn series. Not So Meet Cute.
Yeah, that's the only one I've read by her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one, you're right. Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
That was fun. That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Bro, it's so hard, right? Because you forget every book.
Yeah,
because if it's just one, it's like, oh, I have a list in my head, but having to combine them, But those were just good. Naming them as fast as we could off the top of our head. But I did pick three tropes that I would love to hear everybody's just like go-to recommendation for this trope. And it can be any genre. It doesn't have to be romance. If it's like a fantasy or something like that as well. First one, Morgan, I picked Friends to Lovers before you said you're not a fan. But...
Okay.
Is People your go-to recommendation for that one?
And that was a recent read. Like, I listened to that as an audiobook, like, 3 weeks ago and loved it. And I thought there was something wrong with me because I wasn't loving Emily Henry at first. Like, I'd only read Beach Read. And I was like, okay, this is good. I felt like that one, it leaned more towards contemporary fiction than romance. Mm-hmm. And then I read Funny Story. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Then I read People We Meet on Vacation. Loved it. And then
I saw your journey. On Instagram.
Went through it. Yeah. And then I read Happy Place and I was like, oh my God, like I'm set. Now I need A Great Big Beautiful Life now. And I'm begging on my hands and knees for an arc.
You got to be like a girl that lives in the UK. Like they're the only ones that have it. Like even authors here in America, like they're not getting them. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why they're keeping it under lock and key. I guess we'll see when the book comes out, but I'm nervous.
Yeah, like other Penguin authors are not even getting copies. Crazy.
Damn. Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
But Friends to Lovers wise, I would probably have to say, People We Meet on Vacation, I think, would be my go-to rec now.
Yeah. I think a lot of the three of us would agree, Ready or Not by Cara Bestone is a great Friends to Lovers pick. If you've listened to this podcast at all for the past year, you know that we love Cara Bestone. So
gonna say Promise Me Sunshine has become my new Friends to Lovers go-to.
Is that a new release?
Came out in March, but I don't know, Morgan, you just said you didn't like Strangers to Friends to Lovers, and that's what that is. But I think it's done really well.
okay, I've seen the cover, it looks beautiful. So
the audiobook is incredible too, if you wanted to do it on audio.
Okay, I added to my list. I'll read it for you guys.
thank you thank you so much,
Kendra. Do you have one that we didn't already say?
Carly Fortune's first book, Every Summer After, is a really good childhood to lovers.
That one is
to
good.
Strangers to lovers again, so
it's like that's
yeah.
Awesome. Okay, what about enemies to lovers?
That's tough. Because like
rivals to lovers.
Okay, go to rec. One Star Romance by Laura Henkin. They're kind of enemies. I think that's probably would be my pick.
Easy, like Cruel Prince by
Hall. Oh God, yeah. That's a good
obviously
one. Yeah, I love Powerless by Lauren Roberts. That would be my go-to. And then for like a rom-com though, I love The Hating Game. Like that's like a older BookTok favorite,
an old classic.
Yeah, but I thought The Enemies to Lovers was done really well in that book, not as much in the movie.
I could not get into that book to save my life.
Really?
And I just never never watched the movie. Then I was like, I can't.
Yeah, you're not missing much with the movie. Like I don't know, they just like didn't, the tension in the movie wasn't depicted as well as it was in the book, in my opinion. But I did love the book.
And I know they they changed the casting too.
They had to recast
Robbie
Amell
was supposed to be his name Josh. Yeah, and I think he was such a better actor than who they got, so what could have been? Oh well.
Wait, who was it supposed to be?
Robbie Amell. Have you seen the movie The Duff?
Oh yeah.
He's like the love interest in that one, and he was in The Flash and all those like superhero stuff, and he's on a show on Amazon that I forget the name of, but I think he.
Oh, you're right. That like sci-fi thing about like life after death or something.
Yeah,
right?
I watched it during the pandemic.
Interesting.
Love that.
Okay, cool.
I think my rec would be The Winter King by C.L. Wilson. I just fucking love that book. Every time I go back to it, I just love it. Don't let the ugly cover deter you, Morgan, if you ever need a fantasy book.
Okay.
All right. And then the last one was Found Family.
Six of Crows.
That's like
like nothing has ever come close to that duology. I love it.
Oh my gosh, that's like the found
fantasy. Kayla, have you read Six of Crows?
I have not.
Oh my gosh.
Are you even a fantasy girl?
I know.
I've read it.
I know. I know.
I mean, all of Shadowhunters is found family. Oh. That's my.
Yep. I'm gonna okay. I'm gonna tag on with Kendra there as well. Yep.
I think this like kind of loosely follows it, but I would say the Simple Wild series by K.E. Tucker, because Calla finds a lot of family in the town that she stays in Alaska that I am a fake fan and I'm forgetting the name of.
Oh my god, why am I forgetting too? I need to reread. I haven't reread in a long time.
I know, it's been such a long time. But obviously, like, you know, she ends up staying with her father, but then she moves later when her and Jonah get together.
Trapper's to a different Crossing.
Town. Thank you, Trapper's Isn't Crossing. That what it's called? Yeah. Yes, that's where her and Jonah move to. Yes, that's the second and third book.
And then Banger is in the
book. Bang Art. Yes, correct. So I think that that's probably what I would say. Yeah. Slim. And then, you know what? I would also say The Ember and the Ashes series by Saba Tahir, which I love.
I love that series so much.
And even in like the next spinoff series, the Air duology as well, there's some found family in there too. So yeah.
Cool.
Great ones.
Yeah. Morgan, we mentioned at the beginning of the episode that you have a book club that I know, if you are listening, we will have linked in the description of this episode, the Instagram, so you can go check it out. Can you just tell us more about your book club? Like, what can readers expect if they were to join?
Yeah. So I started it last July. Once I finally graduated school, I was like, okay, I need something else to do. And it's something that I always had wanted to do. I just wanted to like fully give it my all. So yeah, we started it then. We read mostly fiction. I would say romance, fantasy. And then we did our first thriller this year, which went hand in hand with my own thriller obsession back in January. So that was really fun. So yeah, we read a book once a month. There's content between TikTok and Instagram. And then the club kind of like lives on Substack, which is a platform. I never thought I'd like want to add another social media platform to my roster right now. But I think like for the readers and for the bookworms, it's been so much fun.
I feel like everybody's on there now. I'm like, oh my god, should I make one?
Yeah. I love it because there's so many like different components. Like we've got our group chat over there. There's a weekly newsletter that goes out that like I share my thoughts on the book and like memes and other book recs, and there's polls, and like it's just like more of a, like a space to talk about it. Like I know Fable is very popular and I had a book club for a hot minute over there. But I feel like Substack just like allows us to talk whatever, and it allows me to like put out my own questions sometimes just like overall about the book, where I know Fable is like chapter by chapter, which I do like for certain books. It kind of depends on what we're reading, but yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And then we're working on doing some in-person things this year, which I think will be really fun. The audience is kind of all over the world between platforms, but we've got a really good hub in Toronto, which is where I live. So yeah,
I love that. Are you guys reading this year that you're really excited about? Or is it a secret?
Ooh, no, it's okay. Well, we haven't we announced it like a week before the month. Okay. So right now for March, we're reading First Time Caller by B.K. Borison.
Oh, fine.
Which like kind of went, I chose it because I was launching my podcast. So like that one's like the radio show. And I was like, let me just like give a little Easter egg because no one knows. So when I was like talking about why I chose this book, I was like, and like there is like a main reason why I chose this, like Clue like headphones, which I'll like announce later on in the month, but I just like wanted a cute rom-com, and it's pretty good so far.
At the time of this episode airing, your podcast came out a week ago. So can you talk a little bit about what that's gonna look like for you?
So I obviously love to talk about books like you guys do, and even like when I first started on TikTok, a lot of people had like made comments about my voice. They were like, I listen to your videos when I go to sleep. And I was like, oh, cool. And they were like, you should like record an audiobook. You should record a podcast, do something like that. So it's always like been at the back of my head. And then I think like once I finally finished school and I wasn't like traveling and having to write exams in airports, which was like my life last year, we launched a book club, and then we had always like talked about doing a podcast, but I would say over the last like 6 months we've really like worked on finding a studio and kind of what we want the podcast to look like. So it's a mix of solo episodes where I just like get on there and talk for 45 minutes, which was like a little intimidating at first, but now I've recorded a couple episodes and it's fun. Like I'm just like yapping to the camera and my producer is there and we just like have a good time. And then like I'll have my friends who are bookworms on there, and then we've got a couple authors schedule to come in. Like, as they like come here for their book tours in Toronto, I'm like, come on my podcast. Like, I just want to come and chat. So it's very exciting. So yes, yay. It launches March 20th.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Oh, so
love.
Fun.
Love yeah. Are there any authors that you can tease, or is that like a secret so far?
It is a, I wish I could.
Okay.
But nothing is like solidified because they're mm-hmm. trying to like, as they, well, like you can, I mean, if you go look at what authors are coming to Toronto in the next couple of months, you can mm-hmm. sort of guess.
Okay.
But we've got a couple booked, and I'm excited to, you know, like pick their brains about like the story behind their stories. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
That's so much fun.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I love it.
And can you tell people where they can find your book club right now? Like yeah. all the platforms.
Yeah. So the book club will be found on TikTok and Instagram. It's at thebookish.club. And then we're over on Substack as well, which I don't think there's necessarily a username, but if there is one, it's just going to be the Bookish Club. No dot okay. in that. But that's kind of like where the hub is at, I would say. Like the majority of the audience is actually over on Substack as of the last couple of months. Yeah.
Cool.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, we are going to go now into our next game, and
okay.
this one I'm excited for because we did, we modeled this game off of your background with decorating cakes, so
okay.
we are going to list some characters that, from books that we know that you've read,
okay.
and we want you to recommend them a cake flavor.
Build them
okay.
a cake.
Yeah,
okay.
or you can build them a cake, like you can mix and match flavors, like just build them their dream cake.
Okay.
So we're gonna start. We have some Emily Henry characters, some characters from Abby Jimenez's books. Yeah.
Okay, go.
So
I'm on.
First up,
yes.
I'm gonna give you Harriet from Happy Place. What cake would you recommend to her?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know why she's giving me like, oh my god, this is actually hard. What else is like unique about her personality?
She's like a perfectionist.
Yeah.
She definitely
she
wants to please everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, she likes like pottery.
Okay, for yeah. some reason, I don't know why I'm getting like strawberry
okay.
vibes. I don't know why, but just like sweet and simple and just like things her way is kind of mm-hmm. where I would go with that. Yeah.
Love
yeah.
to take it.
She so walks into Dairy Queen. She's like, surprise me, and you come back with a strawberry cake. Perfect.
I'd yeah. say so. Like something sweet and simple kind of feels like her a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I feel like that'd probably be good because if she's like trying to please everybody, right? She's like, I hope everybody likes my cake. You can't
yeah,
go
like
wrong with something
favorite.
Like that,
yeah.
right?
I'd
yeah,
say
yeah.
so. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Or like something like basic, like an Oreo cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One or the other. Yeah.
yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're hungry. We're going to go to Dairy Queen after this.
Yeah.
yeah. So you love The X-Files by Jessica Joyce.
Yes, I do.
What cake would you recommend Georgia then from
okay.
The X-Files?
See, that's good. And I was hoping you were going to say that because I'm like, mm-hmm. Georgia peach.
Duh.
Like immediately, yeah. I'm just like... Although Dairy Queen doesn't have anything related to peaches,
that's
in
cool.
the fall we have like a seasonal peach cobbler blizzard that comes out. So I think that could be really good. Oh, I love that. I need to do a reread of that book. I just like
I love it.
Because I feel like now that you mentioned people pleasing about Harriet, I feel like the books are like somewhat similar in a sense, like between
mm-hmm.
the two characters then, because she's
yeah.
also a people pleaser, I think, in
yeah.
the X-Files, and
yeah.
she deals with anxiety and just like all of that. Yeah, something peach, I would say,
yeah,
especially
nice.
Because what's the guy's name? Eli?
Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He calls her peach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
My people, I love them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
That book.
Yeah.
Which Abby Jimenez book would you say is your favorite? And then I'll give you a character from your favorite.
Probably Yours Truly.
Okay, well then we
yeah.
have to do none other than Mr. Jacob himself. What cake are you giving him?
Ooh, I loved him, and I loved the anxiety rep in that book. Ooh, this is so tough because, like, foods are always mentioned in books, and now I can't even, like, pinpoint what the characters might like. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know why, like, I feel like cookie dough for some odd reason, just, like, something like cookies are, like, warm and
comforting.
Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of what he provided as a character.
Absolutely.
I need to reread that. That's so good.
I totally read that series out of order too. Like, I read, what's the last one? Just for the summer. I read that one first because I got it in Book of the Month, and then I read Yours Truly, and then I most recently just read Part of Your World as an audiobook a few weeks ago.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I love that series. It's really good. Yeah.
So good.
And then lastly, Ewan from The 7 Year Slip, who was a chef. So I feel like you can't.
Okay.
You can give him anything, I feel like.
Yeah, I could. Okay.
You could go the really easy route on this one, what he calls Clementine.
He calls her Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Ooh. Okay, we could go like a lemony route. We also like don't have anything lemony at Dairy Queen, though. I don't know.
What about citrusy?
Yeah, that could work too. I don't know why my mind went to like s'mores for reason as like a more complex blizzard because he's a chef and he like wants something with taste.
Yeah.
And s'mores is like the epitome of a complex blizzard that all employees not necessarily like hate to make because it's one of my favorite blizzards.
Yeah.
But like making it like there's just 4 ingredients in it. So when you're in a rush and like I haven't even worked at Dairy Queen in years now, but I just like remember during the fall when it was busy and people were ordering s'mores and there's just like 4 ingredients and you're like running around the store to get it. But I feel like that one's like it's got a good taste to it that a chef could appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different textures.
S'mores blizzard. Yeah. I would say so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That was great. Now we all need cake. Like,
I know. Well, now I want ice cream.
Yeah. Let's go.
Dairy Queen, please sponsor us. Please. Free promo right here.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we've kind of talked a little bit about how you just recently read People Will Meet on Vacation and you kind of went like on an Emily Henry journey. Which one's your favorite, by the way, by her?
Okay, so here's the thing. Funny story, I thought nothing could beat that. I read that like when it came out last year. And then like because Funny Story, People Will Meet on Vacation, and Happy Place all are somewhat tied as 5 stars in my brain. But I think People We Meet on Vacation like might be the best. Might be the top.
Okay.
I'll take
that.
Yeah.
I think my favorite is Book Lovers. Same. And is Brandy's. 100%. That is my favorite.
That made me nervous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't like Book Lovers?
No. Here's the thing with Book Lovers. I love the writer. Like, I obviously love Emily Henry. With Book Lovers, I don't have a sister. So the sister in that book, and she was so prevalent in that series, annoyed the hell out of me. And I just could not relate to it in the slightest.
Okay. You know, I've seen people like make that criticism where they're like, I would not do the same for my sister or be like, So like,
Okay. That's the thing. That's where,
As long as you like Charlie.
Yeah. I like the two main. I just, the sisters just annoyed the crap out of me.
Okay. Yeah. I have 4 sisters, so maybe that has to do with it. But Brandy and I love Book Lovers. And then Kendra's favorite is Betrayed.
Yeah, that's my baby.
So, oh my God.
I know. You're like, oh no.
those are my two. Yeah.
We're on opposite end because like I can't stand Happy Place. But like you love Happy Place, so it's like we're on opposite ends of the Emily Henry spectrum.
I know.
But hey, we all agree on people.
We'll respect it. Yeah, we do.
People,
that's good.
5 stars.
Absolutely.
Which flows into the next question because I was gonna ask about the People We Meet on Vacation adaptation that's coming out. How are you feeling? Like, what are you feeling about the casting? Have you looked at any of like the photos? Because like we're all kind of on separate ends of the spectrum. Like some of us want to see everything, me. Some of us don't want to see anything, Brandy. So like, we're just like curious what you're feeling about it, where you lie.
I'm here for it. Like I know with readers, like some of them are like, not every book needs an adaptation. I don't feel like my opinion of the book is ever altered by the adaptation. truthfully. Yeah. Whether whether I read it before or after I watch the movie, I'm pro adaptations. I love to see how they do it, even if it's like not done according to like how I envisioned it when I read the book. I'm still fine with it because I like other perspectives. So I am so excited for this adaptation. I love Tom Blythe. I love Emily Bader. Is that her last name?
Yeah.
So, and I like, they're both so hot. So like, I'm so ready for it. And yes, like I see all the TikTok spoilers. I love the behind the scenes stuff. Like even last year I visited a couple like book to screen movie sets. Mm-hmm. So for The QB and Me, like that sideline movie with Noah Bagg. Like I got to go on set and like just like watch for a day. And it's honest, like, and then when I watched the movie, I was like, oh, this is so weird to like see some of these scenes that like I got to witness in real life. But it's awesome. So like even seeing all this like BTS on TikTok right now of the movie and then I think they're shooting in New Orleans.
They did test screenings and everything. We're gonna get it sometime this year. We don't know when because Netflix likes to hold things close to their chest. But yeah, Morgan, do you have a favorite adaptation then?
Oh my god, such a good question.
Book or TV show, either or movie or TV show. Excuse me.
Okay, first one that comes to my mind is Vampire Academy, not the movie, the TV show.
Okay.
My friend Javian watched that and he said it was so good. It got canceled.
Oh, which, it got canceled after season one. It like genuinely, and I've seen so many adaptations. That was the first one that came to my brain. It was on Peacock in the US and then like some like very small channel here in Canada as like a Prime Video add-on. I felt like I was the only person in the world who watched it. I loved it. Like the casting, people were upset about the casting because
they like changed how it was in the book. Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just like move on. It was like genuinely, I don't like if the chemistry is good and like the tension, the build up, I'm like, I don't care. And it was one of the best fantasy TV shows after, like, I also love Shadow and Bone, but Vampire Academy is so underrated and I'm pissed it didn't get a second season. So I would say that's my favorite like TV show adaptation. Movie wise, I don't know. I really loved The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Like, I think about that movie all the time. I'm also begging on my hands and knees for an arc of Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yeah.
Which now comes out in 3 days.
You don't have to wait long. Yeah.
I know, but I, like, wanted it so bad because I love the Hunger Games franchise. I would say those two are probably, like, the ones that come to my brain first. I'm probably, like, missing one of my favorites, but
Always.
I think I'm a normal people girly.
Oh, yeah.
Normal people haven't read, haven't watched.
I haven't either. I haven't either.
Do it at a time where you're ready for some emotional damage.
Well, see, that's why I've just procrastinated it, because I'm just like, oh, I want a happy ending, and I don't think I get one in normal people.
You get a decent one. You get a decent one. I will say that. I don't think it's sad.
Okay.
It's just, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a romance book. It's a lit fic book, so keep that in mind, but it's not a sad ending.
Okay.
I'm the same as you when it comes to like your opinions on adaptations. Like I, like obviously I love the books and I usually think the book is better. Not always, but sometimes. Yeah. But like, I'm not a book truther so much to the fact where I'm like every single thing has to be exactly like the book, you know? So like I'm going into that mindset when it comes to people who meet on vacation. Like I obviously know that they've changed location from Palm Springs to Spain. That's fine. You know, I don't really, personally, I don't care that much. I'm really excited for it. I'm really hoping because they're doing the test screenings now that, because it's like a summer book, I'm hoping that they'll make it like a summer movie, like August or something. Netflix, I don't know. I don't
care, girl. They said you will be, I know they don't care.
I know. I know. But like, they also like to do like the thing where they like drop trailers like a month before it comes out. So like, they don't like, once a trailer drops, it's usually not that long of a wait. So I'm like hoping that it'll be similar. So
there's so many good things coming out this year, like this, and then did you guys watch Maxon Hall?
No,
I did not, but I know everybody loves it.
You have to go watch it. You have to. And honestly, like, I didn't watch it in German. Well, I did for like a screening, but I watched it with
the dubbing.
The dubbing. Not bad. I normally don't like dubbing. Like, I'm more pro like whatever language you're speaking and then English subtitles. The English dubbing, because it's in a like an English accent or a British accent, really good, and like always almost makes it better. Like, Yeah. It somewhat lines up with what they're saying. Loved Max and Hall. So, like, season two of that is coming out. We Were Liars coming out this year. Summer I Turned Pretty yeah. 3 coming out this right. year. Like, we're set. I'm ready. I'm right. set.
Ooh, okay, with Summer I Turned Pretty, what's your team?
Uh-oh.
Okay, there's this only could one cause answer. An argument. There oh, no. is there is one answer. Okay. And it's Conrad.
Oh, no.
No, okay. no, no, no. Not
I haven't read.
I have to be, especially because, like, I read the books and I was like, that and second book would just, yeah, Jeremiah in book three, that's not Jeremiah. I don't know who that was. That someone, like, took over his body. He would never do that to Bella, ever.
No,
ever,
but
ever.
He did. Like, he did do that.
But technically, it wasn't cheating. They were on a break.
Oh, no.
No, Brandy.
No.
Brandy, because we want Brandy to read it finally so she can, like, understand why people, like, go, like, so yeah. hard for it. Yeah. When you meet Jeremiah, because you get his POV in book two, that man was just so, like, caring. Conrad treated her like shit until literally the last book.
I know, but I feel like I don't like either of them. If I had to choose neither, go
that's
find
fair.
Someone
yeah,
else.
Like, yeah, she does.
But with, I feel like Jeremiah only started to like her when Conrad did. Like, Conrad liked her as a child. Like, that's childhood friends to lovers. Jeremiah's just like,
Jeremiah.
Okay.
No. Okay. But I am excited, and I'm glad that they're keeping it, like, to three seasons. That made me really happy because I didn't want them to drag it out. So I will be seated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
I never read the books, but it's okay because several years before we started this podcast, don't worry, Kendra told me everything about all of it.
Okay.
So I do watch the show. So yeah, it's group chats are pretty fun when the show rolls around because everybody's got an opinion. But yeah.
Well, and I love how they release one a week. Like, I don't want to binge it. I want to, like, get together with my friends every week and watch the episode together. I love that Prime Video does that. Yeah.
So, the best. All right. For our final game, I won't be participating in this one since I am hosting, but we decided to do a quote game with Emily Henry and Abby Jimenez books. Okay. So since we know you've read those books and the Part of Your World series. So that's only the Part of Your World series. It's not any of her other books.
Great.
So I have Abby Jimenez quotes and Kendra has Emily Henry quotes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're each going to read a random quote. This could be from any character. It doesn't necessarily, at least for me, the ones that I picked, it doesn't have to be a main character. But whoever can buzz in with the correct book and person that said it, you get however many points, 1,000, okay? I will go ahead and start with Abby books. So Kendra can participate because she doesn't know these quotes.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I like wrote them all in order of books, but so now I have to, like, go
jump
different. Around. Yeah, jump around because, like, why did I do that? Okay. I have Abby. So this Abby. Is Part of Your World. Yours truly, and Just for the Summer. All right.
Yeah, got it. Yep.
I'll start off with a fairly easy one. I didn't want to pick, like, really easy ones. Okay. So but I didn't want to pick, like, you know, be harmless to each other. Like, that's easy. Okay. That's easy to me. So I'm going to pick this one. There's a special place in sleeping next to the one you love.
Girl, what?
Boom. Justin, Just for the Summer.
Wrong.
Emma, Just for the Summer.
No.
Fuck. Is this a Part of Your World?
I can't answer that question.
Daniel.
Guess Daniel.
No.
Fuck.
Jacob.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
That was that was process of elimination at that point.
Yeah, I know. Okay. 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 How about this one? 8,000 nerves in the clitoris and still not as sensitive as a white man getting his way.
Boom, Brianna.
From?
Yours truly.
Part of your
book. Thank you.
Damn it.
Yes.
But it was Brianna, right?
It was Brianna. Correct.
I feel like
just not in her
main
book.
Say the correct book or the character, like,
okay.
You should still get
points. Fine. Okay.
Because sometimes you know the book,
I know,
you don't know who said it.
I know this is a easy one for one of these people on here, okay? I'm not these an people. Asshole. It's my Sorry. Favorite thing about myself.
It's Daniel, Part of Your World.
Thank you. My guy.
Oh my God, you guys are good.
Okay.
I'm just yelling things into the void.
You're just yelling. Yeah. Just say anything, Morgan. Okay. I've been waiting my whole life to feel like this, and I thought it was a curse that nobody else ever worked out, but it wasn't. It's just that they weren't you.
Boom, Justin, just for summer.
Good.
Oh, sorry. My God.
It was the curse. He said curse. I knew curse. It had to
You're
be
right.
just
You're
for
right.
summer.
You're right.
Oh, damn.
Okay. I'll
Don't
do a couple
You're
more.
You're still in it.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
you got
guys,
it.
No.
You got it. Next one, 5,000 points. Okay. I'll do a couple more here. I swear to God, this guy is the epitome of if he wanted to, he would.
Oh, that's...
Part
that's...
of your world, Brianna?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
No, that's going to be from Just for the summer. And it's her friend that says it. Right?
Maddie sure. is her name.
Maddie. Good job. Yep.
Damn. Oh, my God, guys.
That one, like, I remember that.
We're going to be tricky about this series, yeah. Morgan.
Yeah. We are a little bit. Okay, I'll do two more. Okay. At this point, I'd settle for a guy simply because he has a penis, more than one towel, and no flags hanging on his walls. I mean, do they actually expect us to have sex with them on a futon?
I know it. I'm gonna let others guess.
No.
Why'd you be so confident and be wrong?
No, I know. Okay. I know this one.
Wait, can you read it again?
Yes. At this point, I'd settle for a guy simply because he has a penis, more than one towel, and no flags hanging on his walls. I mean, do they really expect us to have sex with them on a futon? Who went through?
It's from your
a
it's
shitty
from your
man.
Favorite book.
I know, but the issue is I forget the girl's name, and yours truly now.
No,
Brianna.
But you said the girl from yours truly. I'll take it. Okay.
Yes,
Brianna. Yeah.
Okay,
Brianna.
Good job. Good job.
It's the I get this quote from Brooklyn Nine-Nine when Jake like sucks at trivia. He's like, it's the pressure. Like, I know it. It's just the pressure of having to guess.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, this one's kind of hard, but I want to see if one of you guys can get it. Just keep her laughing. When a woman laughs, her eyes are closed more. She won't notice how ugly you are.
Oh, Doug, Part of Your World.
Oh, good job.
What the?
You got it.
Okay, Morgan, you said you listened to the audiobook. I have listened to that audiobook at least, I don't know, 10 times. Like, it's like a comfort audio. So that's how I know that one.
Confession here. Part of Your World is Kendra and I's favorite book of that series, and we know it's not yours. We
really?
Saw that. Yes.
Yeah.
It is our favorite.
I thought
it's
like,
okay. You and Brandy are in the same camp. She didn't really like it that much.
Yeah.
Just because I don't obsess over it like you guys doesn't mean I don't like it. I really liked that book. I think I gave it 1.5.
I thought she just like didn't deserve. Why am I blanking on the name?
Daniel.
Alexis.
Alexis. Mm-hmm. No, did not like. She was hiding him the whole book.
That's how our friend Selena feels too. Like, our friend Selena is a Daniel warrior, and she hates Alexis because she loves Daniel so much.
We've had a lot of arguments about this on the podcast. Don't worry. But we ride. Kendra and I ride for that book really hard. Yeah. So yeah.
Why do you guys like it?
Let's see. How much time do we have? I'm just kidding.
Only because I'm just curious. Because it's
Well. It was like my second Abby book that I had tried. I tried The Friend Zone and I hated it. So I went in with like really low expectations. I mean, Kayla liked it. She read it first. So I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't expect to like love it as much. And I just liked how like layered it was. Like it was a romance. Yeah. But then you had the subplot of like exploring different forms of abuse and like what that looks like mm-hmm. for different relationships. So you had like the emotional abuse that Alexis went through, and then like the physical abuse that Daniel's cousin was going through. And I liked the like magic of it. So like the dragonflies and like what that represented in the story. I'm actually gonna get a dragonfly tattoo sometime this year. I need to plan it.
Really?
But yeah, I just know it's just one of those books, you know, like it just like hit me.
It was my first Abby book that I had ever read. I read it when it was in a book, it was a book of the month pick. And I picked that one out. And so I was really taken aback by it. Yeah, it had everything that I like in a romance. It was funny. It was really hard. The romantic moments hit so hard. It made me cry. And yeah, there was just like a lot of different, like Kendra said, lots of layers to it. I really liked the, cause it really felt to me like I didn't know how they were going to make it together because of the societal expectations on each of them. And I was really, yeah, I love them so much. So,
but it's, we know we're like in the minority. Yeah. Like we know. We're so annoying about it, but we know. Like
we know. We get it.
Okay, yeah. I agree with you in like the abuse sense. I thought it was very well written, and like that part like was good. I just, it was Alexis. I liked the story. She just aggravated me to no end.
Alexis and behind me.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
No, but she was so embarrassed, and she like actually admitted being embarrassed to bring him around her family.
She wanted to, because she knew how they were gonna be.
Pick yourself up. No,
she does. Luckily, she did. She does. Him, she and does. I like that.
So, our friend Selena always whacks her because she doesn't know how to sweep.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not,
she had nannies. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah.
I know. But it's so tough because, like, I love the book. I loved Doug. I loved Daniel. Like, I love everyone. It's just, like, her character. Just, like, anyways, we can move on now.
Yeah.
Do you want Emily Henry time?
Yes. Emily Henry time.
So, I picked one quote from each Emily Henry book that is currently out. And, yeah, same rules apply. If you can say the book or the character, you will get the points. If you can say both, congratulations. Like, you get, I don't know, right, mega quadruple points.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll start with this one. But you make love so easy. You make me think I already deserve it, exactly how I am.
People we meet on vacation?
No.
Happy
it
place.
It is.
Happy place? No. Yeah, I was going to say. No. Oh, damn.
It is.
Funny story, Morgan, Miles.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Damn.
Yes. That was process of elimination for you, Kayla, though, I know.
Yes, it was.
Okay. I'll do this one. I bet you're all buttery and warm and sweet and perfect. Are you talking to me or the croissant?
That one is people we meet on vacation.
Yes. Alex and Poppy talking.
Who said that?
I just reread
it's
people.
It's both of them.
Okay.
We'll Cuties. Do this one next. I thought I made you just by wishing.
Book lovers?
Happy place.
Oh, see, Brandy, I'm not trying to give you that to you. I was trying to help.
Sorry. sorry.
Yeah, it was. It's win in happy place. I don't know the quotes from that one too well, so I had to dig for that one. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, I have two more.
Happy two endings options left, so
yes, if even so, happy endings don't happen to everyone. There's nothing you can do to make someone keep loving you.
Beach read, because they're writing books. Okay,
you said it. You said it.
January?
No, girl.
Gus.
Yes,
Gus for sure. That was my second guess.
Like, get my heart. Okay, last one should be, you guys should at least get the book on this.
Okay. We'll say the character. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I both know you don't want that epilogue. Someone like you in shoes like that could never be happy here.
Oh, that's Charlie. That's Charlie. Duh.
From Book Lovers. Woohoo.
That's someone like you in shoes like that. Oh, I can hear Julia Whalen saying it in the audiobook.
We'll re-up the quote game, you know. We'll get you right next time. Like,
yeah.
That was good. That was good. You guys are just like, you know your stuff.
Well,
it's because we're annoying.
We're annoying, and also I don't know if it's like, because we played this like a couple times before, not like with the same quotes or anything, and so
yeah,
maybe we're just like, you just gotta yell stuff until it sticks. So I hope it works.
Cheating.
Yeah. Cheating. Yeah. Essentially.
Oh my goodness. Great.
Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today. We had so much fun.
Thank you for having me on. I love it.
Of course. Literally anytime. Yeah. Let us know. We talked about Morgan's book club. We are going to have that linked in our bio. And like we said, her podcast is officially out in the world as of right now. So go give it a listen. And yeah, make sure you're following Morgan. It's Morgan Book. It's literally her name. We'll have that linked as well. Which is so perfect. Like I said, destiny. You were meant to be.
It's so fit. Even like, I'm so sorry to my future husband. I cannot change your last name.
No, you can't.
I can't change it. Yeah, no.
Never.
Even if you have kids, you gotta slide that in there too. Like,
damn, I know. It's gotta be. Yeah. Great. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you, Morgan. Yay.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.